the person said something shocking about me.
You couldn't believe he said it. He said, why the...
Why in the name of God did you say that?
Never say, why the idea of...
Yeah, the very idea of something like that.
You ask somebody about the health, an old friend, to an intimate friend, you might say,
how you been doing?
Okay. And to a stranger, what you might say, when you're
interested. How you feeling?
Would you say that to a stranger?
Well, I'm glad to meet you.
Okay. Somebody who now enjoys having a visit, you might say, come
again. Come back and see us.
All right. Now, when you say somebody, when you meet them on Christmas?
Merry Christmas, Eve.
And then 6 days later?
Happy New Year.
Right. Now, when you're talking in a way of expressing your appreciation to somebody, you say, thank you, how much?
Grateful or appreciated.
And then say, why?
I'm much obliged.
Okay. Okay, now, go downtown, you might say, I need to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And he made a purchase. The store piece of paper and he
wrapped
it. Okay, wrapped it up. And when I got home with the package, I
tore it open.
Okay.
Unwrapped it.
Okay. Now, tell us something for less than you paid for it. They still do that stuff on the less than you paid for it. Get rid of, get off the pen and say,
if I had to
sell it.
Yeah.
Say you had to sell it what?
At a loss.
Okay. Now, you might admire something, but you say, I don't have enough money to buy that. I'd like to buy it, but it's
too expensive.
It's just
out of my budget.
Too much. It's just
too rich for my taste.
Okay.
Or too rich for my pocketbook.
That's a nice truck. I just can't buy it, though, because it's
just too expensive. It costs too much.
Okay. Now, around about first of the month, still comes
date.
Okay. Now, you belong to a club, you belong to a lodge, something like that, you also have to pay your
dues.
You don't have any money, you might have to ask a friend to go to a friend and sign.
Make a loan.
Okay, or from that friend, you would
borrow money.
Okay. Now, dive in and hit the water flat and call that a
belly buster.
Mm-hmm. Now, a boy jumps off the board, does a
flip.
So you call that a flip?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What about when a child stands on his head and rolls over on the ground?
Well, just a rollover, I guess.
Okay.
Standing on his head and rolls over.
Yeah, I got
his fingers on his hands are kind of flip.
Gets down the ground and rolls over and he does
a thumb somersault.
Thumb somersault.